The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to the Heal It Show. I'm so glad to have you here today. Today is an important day for a lot of you that are listening to this program today. Do you know that about 38.4 million people right now have diabetes in the country? And we also have the potential of moving those numbers up to about a third of the country having diabetes. Because why? We have an epidemic going on. And you're either part of the cause or part of the cure. Maybe you're both, but I have to tell you this. If you're not paying attention to what we talk about today, you're probably going to end up in that bottom third of the country that has diabetes. Don't mean to scare you, but this is really what's going on. You know, you probably know a family member, or maybe you have it yourself. Maybe you know friends that have this. You know, it's a big issue right now. That's why we're going to address it today. Here's the good news. Probably 95% of you that have type 2 diabetes can heal this permanently. And if you take a quest approach, you get on the quest to heal yourself. You look at yourself and you ask yourself, what is the most compelling reason or reasons that I have to heal this diabetes? Maybe you don't want to live with fatigue or chronic pain. Maybe you don't want to, some of you might have your limbs cut off someday if you don't heal this thing. Maybe you just have beautiful grandchildren. You have beautiful family and you want to have the energy and the vitality and the power to be able to have an amazing life with them and be with them for many years. Okay. Well, I'm hoping you're saying, you know what? I think I need to look at the most compelling reasons in my life and reignite with my purpose why I'm going to let go of my resistance to healing and step into truly seeing yourself as magnificent, as the powerful being that you truly are. All right, we have an amazing show today. And this is a show that I'm hoping that not only will you listen to a few times, you'll pass it on to those that need it. I have a very special guest with me today. He'll be with me in just a second. But this is your time to get your pen and paper. Stop what you're doing for a moment if you can. I know some of you are driving your cars or you're running around doing something. But this is the time to take notes, because the information you get today is information that'll change your life. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll have my guest with me.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want. no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. We're talking about how to heal your diabetes, but there's a bigger issue going on here. Before we get to that, I want to introduce my guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Ken, it's great to be with you and with all of your guests today. And for those of you who have diabetes or even hypertension, high cholesterol, heart disease, your doctor has told you what the drug companies have told them and actually what's being pushed by marketing. Today, we're going to fill in the rest of what science shows can help you recover. It's not hard.
I love that. Well, for those of you that don't know Dr. Teitelbaum, he is an MD. He's an author of 10 books, including the fourth edition of From Fatigue to Fantastic, and we'll be talking about that book here on another show. But he's definitely a best-selling author. He has the effective treatments that you need, I believe, to really look at the bigger picture of your life, be able to get the information that you need to be able to take your chronic illnesses and change them up, to take them to the next level. He is a frequent guest on, has been a frequent guest on Oprah and Friends, Dr. Oz, Good Morning America, CNN, Fox National News. He's the author of 8 studies on effective treatment of fibromyalgia, and also many other things that you've done in the past, Doctor. So nice to have you back again for several. We've been doing this for a while, so thank you for being here again.
Well, Ken, it's always fun to be on with you and your guests. And, you know, this is about empowering yourself. Your doctor is a good person, but they don't know. As the editor of New England Journal of Medicine said, most continuing medical education is simply slick advertising, pharmaceutical advertising, masquerading as science. I am a scientist. This is what I do. And a lot of times the science doesn't match what's coming out of our, you know, the medical community's mouth. And that's why I'm here. Nobody pays me to be here. I'm here so you can get the information you need to get your health back. And let's go ahead and do that.
Let's go ahead and do that. You know, as I was researching the show, I think I put in the words, the cure of diabetes. And what came up was a drug company ad, you know, number one on Google, you know, take this, inject this into your body and, you know, you'll be able to heal your diabetes. And then, of course, I read all the side effects. And I went, man, I don't know how many people want to put that in their body. But all right, let's talk about, you know, really what is the issue here? What's the real issue around what's going on here with this population in the United States and around the world getting sicker? And, you know, what's going on?
Well, if you step back 500 years ago, there's a wonderful book by Harvard Press and Harvard medical anthropologists who looked at how common these illnesses. And today we're going to look at diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol. We're going to look at what's called metabolic syndrome. This is all the same thing. It's insulin resistance. Your body is overwhelmed by the amount of sugar and, you know, simple carbs that come in and becomes resistant to insulin. But to go back 500 years ago, these conditions were extremely rare, where now, as we know, a third of the population have it. So what's happening is the diet and lifestyle are driving the inability to handle sugar and starches. It's insulin resistance. We will teach you how to recover from that because, this is all very optional. You can reset your systems to work properly.
Well, you know, diet and lifestyle is, you know, we're almost socialized into it at this point, right? With our ads on TV, you know, it looks like everybody's doing it, so why shouldn't I have the next cheesecake or the apple pie or the next, you know, beverage. You know, it's just in our culture so much. How does one be able to, you know, and maybe you don't have the answer to this, but how do you believe one can step back from that and start to create a healthy lifestyle?
Well, number one, I'm not looking to take candy from babies or from adults. I have a sweet tooth. The reason I wrote a book, The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction, is not how to starve your sweet tooth, is how to satisfy your sweet tooth, but in a way that's healthy. So number one, realize the average American diet, on average, has 140 pounds of sugar per person per year poured into the diet and food processing. This is beyond what's normally in the food. So that's 140 pounds. That's a mass. That's 18% of our calories. Another 18% are from white flour. So a third of our calories have gone from having real food to having sugar and starch and white flour. This is what's overwhelming the system. So you want to start looking at ingredients. Number one, if you're seeing, you'll see everything on the label is advertising, which means they're making it up. It's a lie. Except for that little nutrition box and the ingredients. Those have to be truth. Everything else, they are making it up. Ignore it. So if you look at that little nutrition box, it'll say grams of added sugar. Divide that by four, and that'll tell you how many spoons of sugar there are per serving. That is how you steer.
That's a lot. I did a show similar to this a while back. We talked about this anyway. I started doing that, and man, there's so much sugar in everything. You know, one of the things that I've noticed also is that there are so many things. I went to Costco the other day. My wife said, "Hey, go buy this this protein drink," and the protein drink is now not in a powder; it's in a liquid. And I went and I read the label, and I said, "Honey, there's just too many things. There must have been 50 ingredients in that product." And most of them I couldn't pronounce. And I said, "Hey, I don't know what all this is, but I know I'm not going to put it in my body." What is there a rule of thumb? Like, where do we look at these labels and know what's healthy and what's not?
Well, I used to teach a nutrition course to the third graders back when I lived on the Chesapeake Bay in Annapolis, Maryland each year. So, and the simple message was, if you can't read it, don't eat it. So if you're reading the ingredients, it's going, butylated guano, throw it back. If it says, you know, wheat, corn, you know, that's food. So food is food and junk is junk. And as you read these things, you get an idea of which is which. Doesn't mean you can't have a little bit of the stuff. There's 85,000 chemicals thrown into our environment. We can't avoid them all. We don't need to avoid them all. We need to give our body what it needs to adapt and thrive in that environment. We can talk about that today.
Is there like the top big five to avoid, you know, when we read an ingredients like, you know, hydrogenated oils or maltodextrin what are we looking for on a label?
Avoid sugar and white flour.
Okay. Yeah, that's number one. Number two.
Yeah, beyond that, if you see a lot of non-pronounceable chemicals,
okay,
you know, is that really what we want to eat?
Oh, okay, let's talk about that. Let me talk about that. In fact, I got to take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk about the group that doesn't have diabetes that's on their ways to diabetes, on their way to diabetes, and what some of the symptoms are, so that people can really understand what's going on in their body. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and we are talking about the ways to be able to heal type 1, no, excuse me, type 2 diabetes, but we're also talking about metabolic syndrome, which is, as the doctor described it, a lot of people are on their way to this metabolic syndrome. What are some of the symptoms that might be showing up for them?
Well, the simple thing is, if you have a large waist size, more than 40 inches in a man or more than 35 inches in a woman, if your cholesterol is starting to go up, your triglycerides are going up, your HDL or good cholesterol is going down, you have hypertension, your blood pressure is going up. Now, I'm not a big fan of statins for cholesterol unless people have known angina. And personally, I don't like to use the label. I don't want to get sued by the drug companies, but I don't think it's a good idea. To me, the high cholesterol is a symptom, not the cause of the problems. So you see those things, big waist size, high cholesterol, low HDL, hypertension. These are signs of insulin resistance. This is metabolic syndrome. Now is the time to turn that bus around and head in the right direction. Or you can wait until you hit the wall and then you can repair it.
Okay. So two questions. What was the waist size for the women again?
The waist size is 35 inches for women and 40 inches for men. That's one of the criteria for metabolic syndrome.
So metabolic syndrome. Okay. And insulin resistance. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that means?
Well, our cells are kind of like big furnaces. And the blood ships sugar around that gets put into the furnace, gets burned for energy. It's like a carburetor in a car that feeds little bits into the motor. If you flood the motor, you're stepping on the gas pedal, all the way down, you flood the motor, the car won't start. And the same here. If you have too much sugar, the cells go refuse entry. No. And suddenly they won't allow sugar into the cells because they get overwhelmed. So suddenly the cells are starved, and then the sugar starts to build up in the blood, and that's why you get diabetes. So that's basically metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance in a nutshell.
Okay. And so is there a test, that a home test or anything, that for people to know whether they are, whether insulin resistant or they're getting type 2 or what? Is there anything out there,
Not so much that I would use in the home testing. But again, if you're starting to see that increased waist size and you eat a lot of sugar. I mean, I'm not worried about the sugar in the dessert here or there. Eat a couple M&Ms, don't eat the whole bag.
Yeah.
Savor. Chocolate's good, actually. I mean, if you look at the numbers, statin medications, in my reading of the data, in people who do not have angina yet, they don't have heart disease, they just have a high cholesterol, decreases heart attack death 2 to maybe 5%. They like to say 10%. I think the lie, false, in my opinion. But eating a little bit of chocolate every day is associated with a 40% lower risk of heart attack death.
Is there better sugars for us? The glycemic index, it seems like white cane sugar spikes us. Maybe fruit sugars don't spike as much. Is that true, or what's your thought on that?
I think, yes and no. I think there is a glycemic index. I talk about it in my book, The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction. It's a modest benefit. I don't bother with it. What I do is I look at the grams of added sugar, divide by 4. That's how many spoons, and let my gut instinct tell me, do I want to put that on my body? If I have a 48-ounce soda, one of those big burp sodas, that's 36 spoons of sugar. Same for fruit juices, orange juice, 3/4 teaspoon of sugar per ounce. Wow. That's what you want to get rid of. The diet sodas, not perfect, but are certainly preferable to the sugar-loaded ones.
Well, a lot of those, a lot of times I'm reading what the sugar is in the product. And is there let's say it's 10 grams of sugar. Is that okay? Or is it should be 4 grams of sugar? I mean, the less, the better, probably. But is there a limit where you look at that and you go, I'm not putting that in my body?
No. If I'm having a piece of cheesecake to die for and it has the 2.5 spoons of sugar, which is 10 grams, that's my sugar budget. Right. If I'm having ketchup and it has that, I'm going to reach for the mustard instead. Or Heinz has a no sugar added ketchup. Tastes heavy, but good. So it's just a matter of, it's kind of like price tags. Yeah. You know, for a car, you can spend this much. There's no limit. You know, it's value. And your gut will tell you, you don't have to make one more drink this many glasses of water, stick your finger up your nose this many times. No, don't live your life that way.
Well, you know, keto has become a big phenomenon out here, right? You know, keto is really getting rid of the simple sugars, the carbs. You don't get rid of that. What's your thought on those?
I think keto is a great diet. It's a pain in the ass, but it's a really healthy diet for people who have diabetes. Yeah. And it will help people lose weight. And I think it's a reasonably healthy diet. More work than I want to do, though.
Okay. Yeah. So, and you know, I get that. All right, back to that sugar thing. One last question on sugar, and I'll move on. But is there, I know everybody's different. Everybody, body size is different. Some weigh more, some weigh less. Some are bigger and smaller and all that. But is there a general formula for how much carb or simple sugar or white cane sugar one could reasonably put in their body?
Ken, I think if there were such a place as hell, there'd be a corner in it for people who say, eat this many glasses of, or drink this many glasses of water and do this many steps every day and have people walk around like automatons trying to. No, I'm not going to play that game. It's not healthy for people to live that way. You look at the label, see spoons of sugar, let your gut instinct.
Okay, so intuition, let your gut guide you. Okay, I think that's really great advice, by the way. Okay, all right, listen. We come back. I want to take a little deeper dive into some more of the solutions for this metabolic syndrome that everybody seems to be experiencing, at least a lot of people are in the United States. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Dr. Teitelbaum here. We're talking about how you can heal your body. And, you know, there's a piece about healing your body that also has to go with healing your mind. Can we address that a little bit? Because, you know, a lot of people with diabetes is, you know, they have a lot of other symptoms. And I'm just wondering, where does the mind play in with this?
There's a number of things going on. I mean, that's a really good point. Number one, a lot of this is your sugar cravings. And you want to look at the main thing that drives sugar cravings in America, which is adrenal fatigue. That's the stress handler fatigue. So if we're constantly worried about things, if we watch what do they call it these days? The news media? That's this place where they put all these fictions on both sides and try to scare you to death and make you hate everybody else. So that makes your adrenal glands fire, 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 and exhaust. So you find that you get what's called hangry, irritable when hungry. So if you find that's you, there's a couple key things. One, there's a nice supplement called Adrenaplex that will smooth out that irritability and the sugar cravings will settle down. You may not even have to go to divorce lawyer or divorce counseling, marriage counseling anymore, because that irritability when hungry is a marriage ruiner. So the Adrenaplex, but there's a simple Tai Chi move I recommend if you find out. So when you're watching TV and on the news, they're saying, hate them, hate them, hate them. They want to kill you. Hey, you know, all that stuff. Center. Breathe. it's over. Grab the remote control and hit off. You'll feel so much better. And your diabetes will have a chance to settle down too.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, a lot of people eat emotionally. And they eat sugars. They eat things that, you know, maybe too much of it, right? So what we're talking about is really that mindset of how do you calm your body, calm your mind, calm your emotions, and not maybe get so upset all the time.
You get in the moment. You get out of our the people are. It's easy to control people if you keep them scared. We've seen this throughout history. This is just one more version, 427. If you get in the moment, you'll see things are actually really okay. And you'll find that your fear level and the anxiety level and a lot of these mind things settle down.
Yeah. One of the, I like what you said, we're okay. One of the things I give some of my coaching clients is when they're really stressed, I just say this affirmation. I'm okay. My husband loves me. My family loves me. My Lord loves me. I'm okay. Everything's okay. Just to calm down that emotion. Yeah. And I like what you said about taking the breath. The breath is so important to be able to calm our minds. You know, maybe take a breath, tense your body for a second, release. Do that a few times. And for me, what I found is stillness is also just 5 minutes, you know, several times a day, just step back and go to stillness. That's what I get. Yeah, on the mind side. Listen, we're putting vitality101.com is scrolling across the screen. For those of you that are our listening audience, vitality101.com is where you can go to Dr. Teitelbaum's site there and get the supplements that he just recommended. And what? Well, no, you can't get it there. Okay. Well, where can you? Where can we get that supplement?
the supplements are End Fatigue, End like Nancy, D like David, and the word fatigue.com.
Oh, okay. Well, we better get that one scrolling across the screen so that we can do that right. Endfatigue.com. That other one, Vitality 101. What's over there?
That has health information.
Okay.
And also, there's a free app called Cures, C-U-R-E-S, capital A-C. So you can look up diabetes, you can look up high cholesterol, you can look up 100 health topics, and it'll tell you, here's the best of natural and prescription therapies for how to approach those. And there's free. It's a free app. There's a $2 upgrade, well worth it too, but it's mostly information in the free app.
That's great. Okay. All right. So you've got several books out. Is there a book you could recommend that people would really benefit by reading around the topic, you know, curing the metabolic syndrome, hypertensionism, diabetes 2, what is that book that you've written that we might talk about?
Well, I think for overall health, the book Over My Shoulder, the From Fatigue Fantastic, really gives a good overview of all of this. The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction will help you get off the excess sugar while enjoying your sweet tooth. The From Fatigue Fantastic, the blue cover edition or green cover edition will help you with that. Beyond that, the Real Cause, Real Cure book is really good for health topics from A to Z. It's kind of like the expanded version of my Cures A to Z phone app. So you can find these on Amazon, or the most recent one from Bottom Line. We'll have it there too. There's the information's out there. And like I say, just download Cures, capital A-C, on your cell phone. You'll have my brain in your pocket without the mess. You know, it's just easy.
I love that. So, you know, what I always like to ask my guests is that, you know, you've probably had a whole bunch of people come through your practice that actually followed what you suggested. And so do you have any like stories of where they went from here to there, you know, that might inspire some of our audience that.
I'm not a big one on giving. Well, there's one person, because when I see that in medicine, I say, well, how about the other 999, you know, of them? I'm more for what is the research show? I'm a science geek. I mean, I know that the universe loves me because the most beautiful girl in the world, to me at least, married me. Yeah, the thing for science geeks. I was like, thank God, you know. I'm a geek. They used to call me the Phantom in med school because 2 a.m. I'd be in the medical library going to the journal stacks and reading, just pulling the journals off and reading them. It's just so what the research shows is that 95% of people with diabetes can make it go away. Most often it can be done even without medications, although I'm not against some of the medications, at least. You can do it naturally with herbals and things like that. So let me just say that for the vast majority of you, the diabetes is optional. The hypertension is optional. And I will say that the medications for hypertension are much better than not taking them. That's not one that you want to be all, I'm not doing any medicines at all and your blood pressure is sky high. I think the guidelines we're using for hypertension are stupid. You know, they're trying to bring them too low. But we can talk about diabetes, what people can do, cholesterol, what people can do, and hypertension. What are the things people need to do on their own to go ahead and make those go away?
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I gotta take a really quick break. So when we get back, I'd love to address what you just shared there. So we're going to do that. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'll get right back with my guest in just a second here. I'd like to let you know that we have a very strong YouTube channel out there where you can watch all of our episodes. If you go up there and subscribe to our Heal It shows on YouTube, you won't miss any of the episodes. I also want to let you know that how we grow our show is really through you and through you sharing our shows with other people and family and friends that could really use the information I'm bringing here in the world to be able to have more joy, more health, more vitality, more love in your life. So that's what this show is about. I hope you're enjoying it. And now back to my guest. All right, Dr. Teitelbaum, we are going to talk about hypertension, metabolic syndrome, and diabetes and what they can do to heal it.
So let's start with diabetes. Number one, we talked about cut down the sugar. It doesn't mean you can't, and cut down the white flour. Whole grains, high fiber is good. Supplements, berberine. There's two herbals that are amazing for the whole process, including the diabetes. If I had diabetes, what I would do is take berberine. And I would get a form called berberine Met X, which is a high absorption. For that one, I take 250 milligrams twice a day, or any other berberine. I like the Terry Naturally berberine because their quality is very good. And so any berberine, 500 milligrams, 3 times a day. The second herb is called Sucontrol D. It's also called Hintonia, but it's S-U-C-O-N. T-R-A-L, capital D. Most of these you can find any health food store or Amazon or wherever you want to get them. I think I have them on my site, but these are readily available. And you just follow the label directions. You'll find that that glycosylated hemoglobin, that blood test your doctor checks to monitor, will go down. You'll see it go down at about 3 months. By 1 year, on each of these, it'll go down 1%. 1% is big. 1% of normal, most people around 5.7. Anything under 7 is not diabetes. Anything over 7 is diabetes. So if you're running an 8%, which is high, you take these two, it will normally go down to about 6% after 1 year, which means you're not diabetic anymore. So those are two good ways to begin. A multivitamin, because you want the magnesium, you want the vitamin D. There's other nutrients called clinical essentials is very good. Medications. Metformin is an excellent medication for diabetes, but you need to take the multivitamin that has B12. Otherwise, you will become B12 deficient. You'll get nerve pain. They'll blame it on the diabetes when it may just be B12 deficiency. But here's the big thing. In men, men go through menopause, just like women go through menopause, and low testosterone, even if it's in the normal range. If I have a man whose testosterone level is under 500, even though normal is 209, I will give them bioidentical, not the bodybuilder toxic stuff, but the bioidentical testosterone, because that helps the insulin sensitivity. In women, it's the opposite. Too high of a testosterone can cause diabetes, but men, it's low testosterone. So these are all things that I will address. The other diabetes medications, I am slow to use insulin in adult diabetes because it makes you get fat, and that will worsen the diabetes. It's a loan shark. You may need it, but better to do these other things as well to avoid the need for that.
Very good. Okay, let's go to hypertension. What would you talk about that a little bit?
So hypertension, the berberine we talked about is a good thing to be going with, and the multivitamin, because the vitamin D is important. But the critical thing for hypertension is potassium. Low potassium deficiency is a major driver. This is not a too much salt problem. If you go from a high salt diet to a low salt diet, you'll drop your blood pressure about 2 to 3 millimeters. It's not a significant amount. It's, if you look at hundreds of millions of people, the effect is significant. I don't salt restrict my hypertension patients. I have them increase potassium. How do you do that? VH juice, tomato juice, bananas, avocados, all of these are high in potassium. Or you can use the low sodium salts, which are potassium. That's why they work. It's funny, they do the studies and they say, use salt substitute, and the blood pressure goes down. They say, see, avoiding salt helps. Like, no. It's the potassium in the salt substitute that helps. So these are simple things that you can do to help blood pressure.
And then the metabolic syndrome itself, is there something that we should address there also?
Yes, we talked again about the Sucontrol D, which is the herb Hintonia, and berberine, those two, but especially the berberine. I would start with berberine, 500 milligrams 3 times a day, and it makes a big difference.
What about, I want to talk about berberine. I don't know much about berberine. Can you tell us a little bit about the berberine and what it actually does?
It's a common herb. It increases insulin sensitivity. Okay. It directly does that. I would also add magnesium. Low magnesium is a potent driver and low vitamin D. Both of those will cause metabolic syndrome and increase the probability anyway. So again, a good multivitamin, most I'm not impressed with. Clinical Essentials is a very good multivitamin. The two pills, I get the tablets, 2 a day of those. That's what I take myself. All of these things help.
And what about exercise? Do we have to throw in a little exercise around this, or we just sit in couch potatoes? We can take our vitamins and we're good.
No, you got to get the exercise in. Thank you, Ken. The exercise is a critical part of increasing the insulin sensitivity. The reason it was so rare to have diabetes in the past and it's so common now is both the diet and the lack of exercise. We want to go somewhere. We're not hiking. We're stepping on the gas pedal. So the exercise, preferably in the sunshine, but wherever you do it, because the vitamin D lowers risk of metabolic syndrome and diabetes. So go for a walk. But the thing about exercise, here's the key. It's got to be fun or you're not going to stick with it. And also, better to have a set time and somebody you're meeting to do the exercise with, because otherwise you'll find an excuse like, it's my eye itches today, or whatever excuse you come up with why you're not going to do the exercise. But if Judy's waiting for you and you're supposed to meet at 3, you know, those silly excuses don't work anymore when you do it. But especially if you're going to go shopping, which is a good exercise, going for a walk around the lake. There's all kinds of things that are exercise. Find things that are fun. Find somebody to do them with. Have a routine so you'll stick with it.
I love that.
And preferably in the sunshine.
Preferably in the sunshine. And I like what you said, do what's fun. You know, if you don't do what's fun, you're probably not going to do it that long. So, yeah, no. You got to find that balance for yourself. All right. Well, this has been really informative. I think our audience has got a lot of information here that they can use to really take their life to the next level. Some of them are thinking, you know what, I've had this diabetes too long. It's chronic for me. I don't know if I can really change things around. What'd you say to that?
They're wrong. It doesn't matter how long you've had it. You can always turn around the insulin sensitivity. Now, damage to the blood vessels, that's a different story, but you can. It's amazing how if you stop beating on your body, it can start to heal. Let me do a quick thing about cholesterol, too. I don't treat high cholesterol, but to me, they're a marker for other problems. The low testosterone in men causes cholesterol to go up. Low thyroid, even if the tests are normal. People are tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, maybe unexplained infertility, and their cholesterol is up. I'm going to consider a trial of thyroid hormone by prescription, even if the tests are normal, to see if they feel better and if these numbers improve. So the treating that, the berberine I mentioned for cholesterol, but the red rice yeast, and I'm brand specific, there's a brand called Sylvan, S-Y-L-V-A-N. That brand works to lower cholesterol. But again, I don't give that much because I'm not concerned to lower cholesterol. I'm concerned to go after the root cause that's actually causing the disease.
That's really good. And, I there's an old saying that, a lot of people are digging their grave with their mouths. And so what we're talking about is turning that around. So that you're not digging your own grave, you're actually increasing your energy, your vitality, your power, your passion in life. And Dr. Tattelbaum, you did a really great job at I think helping people to really understand there are ways to turn this around, and we can turn it around now.
Absolutely. Can I give one other thought?
Yes, please.
So, why do we worry about these conditions? It's because they cause heart disease. Cause blood vessel disease. So say, oh my God, well, I already have heart failure and I have angina and the damage is already done. You can help that. We don't have time right now, but get the Cures A to Z phone app. All this information is in the free part of the app. And look up the recipe for treating heart failure. You can be in death's door heart failure. And this recipe helps. The multivitamin, coenzyme Q10. I use the chewable coenzyme Q10 by Terry Naturally. Acetyl L-carnitine. There's simple things you can do. The ribose, follow the recipe. And there's 9 things. Most people just start with the first 4. In 6 weeks, I bet you, your heart function will be dramatically better. You'll be feeling better. And the doctor will do the echocardiogram. The heart will be stronger and feeling better. And they'll go, oh, my God. And you'll say, well, I took these supplements. And go, nah, 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 nah. And they won't want to hear it.
Okay. I love that. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being on the show. I also want to let my audience know that we have another show coming up with you. It's we're going to be talking about long-term COVID. And how to know what those symptoms are and also how to heal that. So that will be coming up here shortly on the network. So I want them to know about that. And also, we've done several shows. So if you like what we're saying today, go back and view what the doctor has told us on some of my other shows with him. So thank you so much for being here. And I'll be seeing you in the next show very soon.
Aloha from the Big Island, everybody, of Hawaii.
For all of you that are listening to The Heal It Show, I hope this has been informative for you. And until next time, continue to seek for the solution and know it's a quest. And get on that quest so you can heal your life. Take care.